behold.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Tuesday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you're staying warm on this frosty Tuesday, Thanksgiving Eve. Right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, Greg Pogue, Pat and Cook. John will be off. He'll be back on Monday, a couple days off for John. Patton, good morning. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Greg. Nice to be here with you. As you mentioned, a frosty. I tell you what, this is the first time. Usually in the mornings, I don't have to kind of defrost the windshields for some whatever reason. There's not enough moisture in the air when I have to leave my house, but there was moisture in the air today.
So did you scrape?
Yeah, we scraped it.
You did
with,
some scraping,
We scraped it with my debit card. I don't have a scraper.
Come on, man.
I don't have a scraper.
I mean, just during the break, just there's a Dollar General store right down here. Yeah. Family Dollar. Yeah. I mean, a credit card.
In this rental car that I have one in my car.
Wait a minute. Let me back up. Yeah. How many weeks has it been since you got rear-ended in your car totaled, basically, if it's taking this long?
About a month
ago. What? It doesn't take a month to fix a car.
Well, it in this current cargo...
Oh, yeah. Shortages
we've got
and everything.
I'm supposed to call today and get an update on
it. Well, at least you're not putting mileage on your car, right?
No mileage.
You happy with the ride? Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. I saw it out there.
Not too bad. The gas mileage is better than my other car.
Yeah, it's got a Saskatchewan license plate.
I've gotten asked, what part of Arizona you're from? I'm like, Tucson. That's about the only one I know.
I've been down there building the border.
Right. Exactly.
So, John's off today. I want to thank the people out at Tusculum Strike and Spare yesterday. Philip Cox, the director of everything for Strike and Spare. Of course, George's tournament, Plaster and Frids, will be at Hermitage Strike and Spare Monday night. And just want to get out there. You know, they're great sponsors of our studio naming rights and everything. But, you know, the lady we talked to, the general manager out there yesterday, Sandra Wiley.
Yep.
I mean, she later in the day, she sent me a text of it. I'm going to put it up on the Twitterverse here later on because I didn't see it till I got home last night. She bowled a 300 yesterday, her 24th 300 game. And, of course, the luck. And then of course, Adam has to record for posterity or prosperity or whatever. Our one-frame bowl-off between John and me, okay? And then, you know, I had an 8.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
you recovered well after
you know,
the
I didn't, you know, and, you know, I didn't fall down and die.
Nope.
That's the goal. And then John had 5 and then picked up a 5 spare. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm glad he won. Because, I mean, with me, you know, I got beaten one frame. But John would have carried losing to me like somebody had shot him.
Oh, it would have ruined his Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he would have been, quite frankly, would have been out there bowling until he beat me. So I'm glad he won. No, it was a good time out there yesterday. So, by the way, coming up at 9:10 this morning, usually on Thursday, but Clark Lee, the Vanderbilt football coach, will join us in a few moments. And then 10:05, MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill will join us. He usually comes on Wednesdays, but we moved him to today because we got picking with the pickers tomorrow.
Right.
And so, trying to compress everything into 1 week. But tonight, you're going to dress warmly.
Yeah.
The Nashville SC, the MLS playoffs, our first MLS playoff in our city, right? Orlando City, number 3 versus number 6, 7 o'clock. And you can watch it on FS1 if you're not there. But, they can't have a draw, right? No draws anymore, right?
Well, you can have the draw from the 90 minutes, but after that, someone's got to be declared a winner. The night cannot be over until a winner is declared. But as you mentioned a few weeks ago, these two teams, they had the draw in the 3 meetings they were in, but it promises to be a good one.
Yeah, only the fifth team in MLS history to go to the playoffs the first 2 years. I want to talk a little bit about that a little bit later on as well with you. But, yeah, Nashville SC tonight at Nissan Stadium against Orlando City. Like I said, if you stay at the house like me, you can watch it on FS1. We're joined now by Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. Clark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. Well, last week John was late because he was getting his Titans COVID. He's just still in bed this morning. It's just you and me this morning. So,
well, listen, that is what it is, right? Late in the season, guys start falling off. This is part of this.
We got to
examine the off-season training program over there and figure out what we got to change up.
Well, since he's the most physical person, I mean, in shape person. Well, you've seen him on TV. I mean, good Lord. Mm-hmm. He couldn't drive a nail in his arm with a hammer. I mean, he's so – but, hey, I got to ask you this. I was looking. It's Thanksgiving week. When was the last – and I know it's a working, week for you. Obviously, you got to go to Tennessee. We'll talk about that in a moment. When was the last time you spent Thanksgiving in your hometown of Nashville?
Wow. There's. I would say that it's been since I was a player here, but there's a chance. I just don't remember. There's a possibility that when I was at South Dakota State, we weren't eligible for the playoffs, and so maybe in 2007 or 2008, I dipped down for a Thanksgiving. I don't remember though. I would say to be sure, it was when I was a player.
Yeah, and just the life of a coach, right? And
that's right.
And do you still have any Jackrabbits garb that you wear can pull out?
Well, my wife is a proud Jackrabbit alum.
Oh, so, wow.
She makes sure that the Rabbits are represented. John Stiglmeyer, the head coach there, is like a really close friend and mentor, so I stay in touch with them. But every once in a while, you'll see baby Jack rocking a SDSU jersey, and he's proud of it. I think he does it to get some brownie points with his mom.
Well, hey,
that's why he's smart.
Well, hey, we will do that. As long as mothers are alive, that's what we do, right?
That's right.
So let me ask you this. Now, is Jack named after the Jackrabbits? Please say no.
No, he's not.
Oh, good.
He's not. No, we're not. She's a proud alum, but I think too, when when you're in South Dakota, it's like, everyone's either a coyote or a jackrabbit. It's just that's the vernacular up there. So you have kind of the division of the state. Once you leave, just it's such a, there's so few South Dakotans around that I think you just you tend to like rock your pride a little extra with a little extra umph. And so she AJ Blazek, our O-line coach, spent a lot of time at North Dakota State, which is a bitter rival. And so what she likes to do now is at any chance she can take, she'll shoot a text or talk a little smack in person based off that game. So she has fun with it, but we're not, she's not so maniacal that we're naming our kids after.
Well, good. Yeah. I was, it's your child. You can do what you want with it, but I'm just saying, we're going to get to some football stuff here in a minute. How do you handle Thanksgiving with your players? Because obviously, 2 days later you go play your rival in Tennessee. But how do you handle Thanksgiving, trying to, because a lot of them are away from their family, maybe for the first time. Yeah.
So we this week, like last night, we had a team event in the indoor where we had a bunch of games, video games. We had some putt set up, the Monday night football game on, a meal. We're trying to just take some time this week. They don't have class, so we're moving practice up. We're trying to give them a little time in the evening, but also to share time with this family is important. I think through the year and through the season, this group has grown really close, and so we're celebrating this last week together as team one. On Thursday, we'll have a meal, and I think we got around 350 people coming. So we invited all the families in town to share a meal with our program, we're using that opportunity. I haven't had a chance to connect with a lot of our parents. This is because I took this job in pandemic, we, you know, the natural points where you'd bring parents in and have, you know, a social or a get together or a lunch, we haven't had the chance to do that. So, you know, we've tried to open our doors on Fridays to parents, and then this Thanksgiving meal is a chance just to share some fellowship, break a little bread, and really just continue to strengthen and deepen this community and these relationships.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee with us. Clark, going into the Ole Miss game, I look at some numbers. You hold them to 31 points. You put up, 454 yards of total offense, season high. You converted 9 third downs, also a season high. You were in that game. And I know the ultimate, marker is wins and losses, but I thought your team, played competitive down there and gave yourself a chance in the second half.
Yeah, we're obviously, we want to win. And so the outcome is, it's painful. We're frustrated. And when we stayed in our formula, we felt like we controlled the game, and it was the moments where we weren't complimentary. A couple of times we had they gave up a long kickoff return that ended up being a fourth down stop, but then a punt return out of a backed up situation that ended up being a touchdown. Those are things that, again, for us right now, our margin's too small. We have to execute in those areas, in order to have a chance to win. I still felt like we battled back, and in my mind we were on our way to scoring a touchdown and kicking an onside kick, and we were going to make it a really a really tight one there at the finish, and obviously we came up just short through the interception, and we weren't able to recover from that. So there are things to build on at this point. You kind of turn the page on the result and you say, okay, like, what can we take from the game that was positive that we can build on? And what do you take from the game that was negative that we need to learn from and adjust? And that's kind of where we are, and anxious to have a great Tuesday practice today.
Well, and it was spread around. Rocco Griffin, 117 yards, 4.5 average, and Chris Pierce, 10 catches, career high, 113 yards. Thought Kyle Wright, your quarterback, played well. So you were getting things done there. And then the other side of the ball, once I said, again, 31 points, maybe 10 years ago, man, we gave up 31 points. You give up 31 points these days, you're in the game.
Yeah, I think like that game would have been 17-9 or something back when I was playing. We were running the option, and they were, pro style or whatever, one back set. Those were ancient times, though. The quarterback is obviously just incredibly talented. Coach Kiffin's done a great job there, building an offense around him. And, they got rhythm early. We need to, we're still struggling to adjust to the speed of the game in the first couple of drives. I didn't think the tempo was an issue. I felt like it was just our angles, our eyes, and just, we were playing catch up. And we can't do that. Now, I've said this a number of times, but, and let me not just be like a broken record here. We can't chase the ball around the field and expect to have success on defense. So there has to be an element of using our eyes to take space early in the down. And when you're playing with confidence, like, not that these two plays will stand out to you, but this is just for me having picked it apart over the last, 48 hours. You have in the first drive, they throw an access though, just into the space to the field. And, just on the break, Jalen Mahoney's one of our best tacklers, one of our most physical players. He as he sees the route hitch rather than just drive the route, he takes his eyes back to the quarterback and takes one more pedal step. That one thing, by the time he's breaking, the ball's in the receiver's hands, and now all of a sudden he has a spatial tackle on the sideline. Not that the ball's incomplete, but if it's complete and knocked down, it's a 4 or 5 yard gain, and it's a momentum build. Those are body shots that accumulate over four quarters. Instead, they were able to slip the tackle, and I think they got like 15 yards. And when we're playing at our most confident in the secondary, like later on in the game, they threw the same play, and we had finally gotten our swagger to us, and sure enough, the route hitches. We break on it as soon as it hitches. The ball's complete, and it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage. And that, to me, is the same defense functioning at two different levels of confidence. We have to find our confidence early in the game. And if we can do that, you know, we have what we need to make stops and to put pressure on the opponent. When we don't, you know, we end up chasing the ball around the field, and that's not going to be a winning formula for us.
Veteran football coach Clark Lee, Saturday afternoon at Tennessee. And I asked you last week just how you prepare for up-tempo teams. You'd already played Mississippi State. And by the way, I do the TSU games. I was down at Mississippi State and saw that. And I had Jeff Fisher on at halftime, and he, you know, he was just talking tempo, yes, but it's more of just a controlled tempo, where now against Tennessee, they want to run 180 plays. What do you? How do you get them off the field?
Well, when a tempo offense can stay in rhythm, you are going to end up playing 100 snaps. So how do you get the tempo offense out of rhythm? Well, you know, defensively, it's about what the work you put in between snaps, meaning like when you watch defenses crumble under the pressure of tempo, it's because they're not lined up, they're not playing aggressively, and they let the tempo kind of steal their edge. And so we have to work between snaps to be lined up, to have the call, to be in a stance, and to play really fast and hard to the ball. The second thing is, are we attentive to our standard of play between whistles? So work between snaps, standard of play between whistles. Just because the team's going fast doesn't mean we don't swarm the ball in the perimeter. And particularly with Tennessee, the skill they have on the edges. I mean, if we have a bunch of one-on-one tackles, you know, and they're able to break loose and we're not pursuing the football, they're going to score touchdowns. I mean, they're a dangerous team. They're a dangerous offense. And so, you know, we have to play to our identity. We have to be willing to play a bunch of players to make sure we stay fresh. And Coach Horgan, our strength coach, Brandon Horgan, has done a great job of keeping this team in condition through the season. And we feel like we're equipped to handle it. But it's not just on the defense. You know, to defend these offenses that go hyper speed, you got to interlock three phases. And so what you look for is, first of all, defense that works between snaps, standard to play between whistles, and get to conversion downs, because that always slows these guys down. So make them go through a third and long or a fourth and long where they have to think about the play call. And then on offense, it's, can we control the game? Can we move the ball? Can we be methodical and drive? Can we control the time of possession and then finish drives with touchdowns? That was what was missing for us on Saturday. You know, we came out of the first half with 9 points. First drive in the second half, you know, we were determined to finish in the end zone. We came up short on a fourth down conversion there in the red zone. But, you know, we have to control the game, you know, manage, you know, our offense in a way that allows us to extend drives, be good on conversion downs, finish with touchdowns. The longer the opposing offense is on the sideline, there's less rhythm. And there's honestly, the fewer plays that they play, the more time they're going to take on each play to make sure they count, if that makes sense. So I think we saw this with Ole Miss, that the when we were able to be effective offensively, we slowed them down on their offensive attack, because they knew that as we extended drives, that, you know, they weren't going to get the number of possessions, the number of plays they normally have. And so you just take the time to make sure you're running plays that are effective. And so that's, it's got to be an interlocked effort. All three phases have to defend this offense. And if we can do that, you know, we've proven that we can make stops against high powered offensive attacks. And we've been proven that we can move the ball in this league on offense. And now it's about putting the complete performance together, finishing our drives with touchdowns and coming out on the road with a win to finish the year.
You grew up here, played for Bobby Johnson at Vanderbilt, but growing up, ever an inkling of wearing anything orange, or was that just so foreign?
That was, we were anti-orange in our house. So this has never been, this has always been an easy call for me. Yeah. I think if I have any regrets about the way I was raised, it was that, like, you know, I wasn't able to appreciate what Pat Summitt built at Tennessee until I was a coach later on in my life. We were black and gold through and through, and so that was kind of how we rolled in our house.
If that's the best softball question I've ever asked you, right? What do you think? You've been through the SEC now for the first time, and you've obviously with one more to go. How close do you feel you are, and what will it take to continue playing in the postseason?
Well, look, I mean, at times this year we felt really close, and at times, you know, obviously we feel like there's, you know, still a lot of climbing left ahead. And I think that's an indication of an inconsistency that, you know, is the mark of a team that's trying to build something. And we have to be good. We have to be consistent. We have to be true to our identity, and we have to, execute our plan to win. I think we're still learning that as a program. That, you know, this is how we talk, but, you know, we control way more than we want to admit to on Saturday. And nothing happens to us in a game. We're not victimized by anything that happens within the game. It's all actual performance is actualized. So, you know, how willing are we to go through preparation with a level of focus and intensity on the things that we need to do to win the game, so that in the moment of execution, the performance becomes automated? But in big picture, 30,000 foot view, we feel close. We feel like, we're gonna develop this team through the all season. We're gonna obviously continue to bolster our roster through recruiting. And, we feel like there can not just be incremental improvement, but exponential improvement because, you know, a year ago, I had no idea that this was even a possibility. You know, I was focused on finishing a playoff run at Notre Dame. And now I've got not only, a course plotted forward, the schedule set, deficiencies within our team to be addressed with individual development plans and, you know, just an energized group that has learned how to practice, learned how to work through the course of building the foundation in year one. I think all of this starts on Saturday. All of this starts in Knoxville for us. It's take the learning from Ole Miss and let's finish this season with a win and a great performance from our team. And that's what we're focused on right now, and we're excited for what comes next.
Kudos to Coach Uverard and MBA, the Big Red, in the championship game against McCauley Thursday, a week from Thursday night down in Chattanooga. So would you be able to – I don't even know what the recruiting time is. Well, I know. You can't go. You got the National Signing Day. Nope, you're not allowed to go. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't believe we're able to go to like offsite, like events that way. But whatever the case, you know, I'm excited to follow closely from wherever my perch is at the moment. I know I'll be traveling a ton, and that's exciting too. You know, to get out and get around. And I'll be following the Tennessee scores pretty close.
Clark, hey, we've enjoyed having you on all season long. We really appreciate you coming on with us and sharing your insight. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and I happen to believe it as well. It just seems like you're on the right track. So keep it up, man.
Well, Greg, thanks. And listen, I want to thank you for having me on all season. This has been a treat and a pleasure for me. And obviously, I think, a great place for me to talk about our program here, and I appreciate what you do, and I look forward to being back on and continue to build this thing with you.
Well, you don't have to use a lot of brain power coming on our show. Just leave it at that. Thanks, Clark. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Good luck Saturday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks so much.
Clark Lee. I'm just not brown-nosing. I mean, I believe that. I mean, he inherited a mess. I mean, they're a mess, and quite frankly, if Derek Mason would have been fired maybe a year or two ago, you might not have Clark Lee, right? Because of what he had built at Notre Dame and all of his other stops as well. It's pretty interesting. The life of a football coach hadn't done Thanksgiving in his hometown for, since what, 15 years.
Yeah, that was wild to hear. And I echo that. I really enjoyed as a Vanderbilt fan myself here in Clark every week. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll take your phone calls to the top of the hour, 10:05. MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. John's out today. We'll be back Monday, off today and tomorrow. He's fattening up the turkey, so whatever that means. Anyway, we'll take a break. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean... My friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. That's 800-748-6805.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about the Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Good morning, sunshine, 48. Clear skies tonight with a low at 30, mostly sunny tomorrow and 58. For Thanksgiving Day, cloudy skies, showers, and a high at 55. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Todd Edwards.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Kodal, coldest team in town. Patton Cook, Greg Pope hanging out in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. John will be back in on Monday morning. If you want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
What's happening, Greg?
Hey, man. Yesterday we had Sandra Wiley on, of course, your general manager at Tusculum Strike and Spare, and she bowled her 24th 300 yesterday and sent me some pictures, and I gave her a shout-out this morning, and we've got a new listener, so we're up to four, but she said thanks for the shout-out this morning, and she's quite the lady, and she's won, her team has won Preds and Pins, their charitable tournament for the Predators, 5 years in a row. And she says she's definitely stacking the team to win out at Plaster's event at Hermitage Strike and Spare Monday night. So we had fun. Hey, yeah. We had fun over there yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing that. Yes, she doesn't lack for confidence for no reason. She's a machine, so yeah. She backs it up. So it's not cocky when you're good.
Yeah, when you're the best female bowler in the state of Tennessee. Yeah, I'd say okay. Yeah. So what's up, man?
Her husband. her husband's just as good. So what, not sports related, but you're being the food connoisseur and chef, what's your big Thanksgiving dinner that you make every year?
Well, mine, when you have adult children, you sort of share them with the in-laws. So Thursday, we just hang. I think I'm going to go get some Chinese or something on Thursday. Friday, I go to Kentucky to visit my family. We're going out to a restaurant to eat. And then Saturday, we're doing it with ours. Family, and I leave all of that up to my mother-in-law, and she does turkey, and she does the traditional thing. Now, where I step out is like on New Year's Eve. Every New Year's Eve, I do a bone-in prime rib roast.
Oh,
yes. Nice. Yes. So I don't do any cooking on this weekend. I leave it to the experts.
I don't know if whenever you get your bonus check, you might want to head to Perry's in Cool Springs, a steakhouse. Apparently, they have a pork chop to die for. It's about the size of your head. So,
I don't know if that's a good, nice thing or not. I mean, you know, I tell you, who's got I know it's easy move to say, but the double cut smoked pork chop at the Southern Steak and Oyster, amazing,
okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. There's a new place. That's Philip Cox. I'm excited about opening. It's called Hall's Chop House out of Charleston. He said it's the best steakhouse.
Well, see, but you know, but you know, you're packing like a mining mule. You can go out. You can go out and eat all these. You know, example. When you went to Omaha, you ate at the steakhouse that Tim Corbin told us about. What was it called?
Omaha Prime.
Okay, and then and Schmitty, your brother, goes to Huddle House.
He eats the old hot dogs left over in the room.
Yeah.
Cords and I just went blank on his wife's name.
Maggie.
They were sitting next to Maggie. They were sitting next to us there. I didn't bother him, but y'all should get a little cut from Omaha Prime for that.
Yeah, I'm sure that they send us a bone or something.
Yep. Well, hopefully Mandy can hold with him. I'm excited about Coach Lee. So he's got the right demeanor about him and, you know, outlook on it. He knows better than anybody what it's going to take. So I sure hope he sticks in there with us.
You know, the thing about this, quite frankly, in Notre Dame, quite frankly, if they don't lose to Cincinnati, they're probably in the playoff. A lot of people think that they maybe should jump Cincinnati, which I think would be just awful. But he could have stuck there a year or two more and had other opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to come home. He knew what a mess Vanderbilt is, but you know, and I know it's, you know, but I think the Chancellor D. Meyer, he's saying all the right things. Candace is saying all the right things, the AD and him, and there seems to be forward momentum. Now I always thought of this, what Mullen got fired after 4 years at Florida. You don't look at Vanderbilt coaches until years 6, 7, and 8. That way they can have multiple stacked recruiting classes on top of each other. Derrick Mason probably should have been let go a couple years ago. But David Williams initially protected him, and him being such a good guy on top of everything else. But, that change should have been made 2 years ago.
Yeah. You mentioned Cincinnati. I mean, what are your thoughts? Everybody saying, oh, they don't play anybody. They're not.
They beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame, and they're undefeated, okay? Notre Dame, you had your chance to beat Cincinnati, and you didn't.
Yeah. I mean, they're beating. Who's in front of them? I hope a school like that gets a chance, and they don't.
Well, if they run the table, I don't see how they're not, really.
Yeah. We're looking at slow. I'm waiting on my daughter to get up. Hopefully I don't break anything today or pull any ligaments. So say a little prayer for me hitting the powder here today.
You're doing what? Oh, where are you?
About to go skiing.
Huh?
We're in Breckenridge.
You can't hide money. You just can't hide money.
Again, I don't have any, but it's just something we love to do. So it's beautiful up here. You'd really enjoy it. You love the mountains and all that. It goes along with it, even if you don't ski.
Yeah, snow skiing, that's too much work.
No, just sit out here in the patio and have you whatever you have you and what.
I don't need to fly to Colorado to sit on the patio and have whatever I'm going to have.
Yeah, you're the one to talk. You live on the lake on your big estate.
Yeah.
I know how you roll.
Yeah, I go down to the lower 40 and hang.
Well, have a good Thanksgiving if I don't hear from you again.
All right, see you, man. I'm out in Colorado snow skiing right now. That's not bad. Anyway, yeah, with the yesterday, Sandra Wiley, her 24th 300 game. And so, pretty cool. You know, you can enjoy these riders are great with this, right? I mean, they incorporate every Thanksgiving hook that they have. And here's one, FanDuel, enjoy a football feast this Thanksgiving Day by winning $150 on a $5 bet when you join FanDuel Sportsbook. New customers, this is your chance to gobble up 30-1 odds. Just place your first bet on any NFL team to win Thanksgiving Day. The Bears and the Lions, the Raiders and the Cowboys. Thursday night, Bills Saints. That's interesting right there. You got to think the Bills fix it, right? The Chiefs fixed it, looks like. Now, can the Bills fix it? Can the Titans fix it? You know, it's a long, long season. But anyway, you got all of those options. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. The number one rated sportsbook app in America, easy to use, safe and secure. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Sign up with the promo code GREGP to get on the action and celebrate Thanksgiving by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code GREGP when you sign up, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer time, in Tennessee, you have to be 21 and older, new users only, $10 first deposit required, must wager in designated offer market, max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in a site credit within 72 hours. You can also subscribe to the Tennessean, I guess. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll take some phone calls, but coming up after this, we're going to invite some people to a sort of special viewing party that we're having Saturday, and you're all invited to it. So we'll have that information coming up next.
Attention Cash 3 and Cash 4 players. Crazy Fun is here with the addition of Wild Ball. Here's how it works. Start by adding Wild Ball to your next play. The Wild Ball number is drawn following every Cash 3 and Cash 4 drawing. It can be used to replace any number that is drawn by the lottery, giving you more winning combinations. So add Wild Ball to your Cash 3 and Cash 4 plays today. And remember, the Wild Ball replaces a number drawn by the lottery, not a number on your ticket. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Are you suffering from bad gift giving? Look for the signs. Do people avoid eye contact when opening your gifts? When your friends say, you really shouldn't have, do they really mean you really shouldn't have? On more than one occasion, have you been re-gifted the same gift you gifted that person the year before? If so, the new Holiday Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery might be right for you. Available now at your local retailer. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Side effects include invitations to more parties and less awkward looks at gift exchanges.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A.
always BBC Closing. Always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Gog and Coldall, coldest team in town. Patton Cook, Greg Pope, John with a day off. Tomorrow off as well. Be back in here on Monday morning. Doing a little Thanksgiving vacation for a mini vacation for John. Saturday, it's become an event that our good friend Todd Rodermel, the area director of marketing and advertising and public relations and chief bottle washer down at the Omni Nashville Hotel, has invited people over for many, many years to watch the Ohio State play that team up north in its annual traditional Thanksgiving shootout. And Todd, hey, Todd, good morning. Did I phrase it right, the and the team up north? I got that part right, didn't I?
You got everything right for the title, but that's okay.
I never get that right.
Chief Cook and Bottle Washer is the perfect description.
But, you know, over the years, you've invited friends and everything down to bar lines. Everybody's still invited, but now you're opening it up, wanting everybody to come down and just tell, you know, I know Bar Lines is going to open an hour early, kickoff's at 11, so just try to get as many people down there. And, you know, a lot of our stuff, you know, Bill will be down there, a lot of our gang will be down there, and just want to invite people to get down there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on down. You know, it's the one of the biggest rivalries in all of college football. Always happens on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And, you know, yeah, I spoke to Matt, the manager of Bar Lines, and since this is such a tradition, I think this is our sixth year in a row, maybe. And, come on down. Let's eat some wings and some good food and drink some cold beer and hopefully watch the Ohio State University take care of business against Khaki Jesus for, I think, the, 10th year in a row or something.
You know, oh, by the way, it's not a free buffet. I'll just tell you that. People, you know, you got to pay. We don't. Where's my wings? I want my free wings. No, but anybody who's out and about Saturday and come on down and go to Bar Lines and hang out with everybody. You'll be hosting a big crew down there with that. I saw where tomorrow your three seatings of your Thanksgiving Day, all of them sold out. So congrats on that.
Thank you, and thank you to folks like WNSR and Eric for getting it out on the airwaves. But yeah, we sold out pretty quick, and our culinary team's excited. They got some. We're going to be serving Thanksgiving family style, three seatings, 11, one and four. So yeah, it'll be a good Thanksgiving, and especially Saturday. Can't wait till Saturday. It's going to be a great game, and hopefully we can take care of business and get CJ Stroud number one in the Heisman watch, and hopefully keep the Ohio State University in the top four for the college football playoff.
You know, if it all settles the way it is right now, Georgia will play Cincinnati and the will play Alabama. How about that for a semifinal game?
That would be something. But, you know, Greg, I wonder what's going to happen because, you know, Georgia still has to play Alabama. Yeah. So it'll be interesting if Alabama wins and, you know, they both have one loss, or if Alabama loses, you know, what does that mean for number 5 and 6? Does Alabama drop out? It's just still a lot of football to be played, as well as the Big Ten Championship on December 6th.
Yeah, you know, but I don't think a two-loss Alabama makes it. I really don't. And then, you know, they still got to beat Auburn, you know, at Auburn Saturday. And, you know, I know they're a prohibitive favorite to do that, but, you know, that game, we've seen wacky things happen there for sure. So, anyway, but hey, have a great Thanksgiving. I just want to invite people down. And anything else you want to promote while we got you on here for your, you know, for your freebies?
No, no, just come on down. You know, but if you've got special family get-togethers or anything over the holidays, you know, Bob's is cranking and Kitchen Notes is cranking on the weekends, and we're also starting to serve family style. So just come bring the family out and come on down to the Omni, whether you're going to Bridgestone for a concert or the Ryman or a Preds game. Stop on in the hotel and say hello.
All right. Again, Bar Lines Saturday, opening an hour early. If you want to go hang out with a bunch of the folks here at the radio station, all of our friends, come on down and hang out and watch the Ohio State and the team up north, okay? It's the only way I can talk to you or Buckeye Ken when I talk this way. So, anyway.
Greg, we appreciate all right. you and appreciate WNSR.
And I gave Clay that hug last night from you, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. He's a good young man, yeah. and I appreciate him paying for my golf back in October.
Yeah, he sponsored it was Team Clay. Adam and you and Bubba. Who was the fourth one? I know we had another ringer in there somewhere. Hope Hines. That's Hines. Right. Yeah, Hope.
And had a great day with Hope. Yeah, he hit the ball very, very well.
Yeah. And he looks good. Hey, Todd, thanks, man. Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
All right, yeah. Just when I found out, you know, usually it's he just keeps it closed and, you know, just for a private thing. But now he's going to open up Bar Lines an hour early and everybody wants to come down and just hang out and watch the game. That's cool. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping to get down there for my first time working here. I've watched the game anyway. Might as well hang out with you guys.
Yeah. So, that is down at Bar Lines this coming Saturday. Just a big old watch party. Nothing official about it. Just come on down and hang out. Get It Done Home Services, LLC, on the air asking all listeners to consider making a donation to a Toys for Tots drop box. What a great deal. Every kid should have toys for Christmas. There's no doubt about it. Food and just anything to do with kids, okay? Help make a difference in the life of a child this holiday season. This message brought to you by Get It Done Home Services, LLC, with 20 years of experience. And for that honey-do list, your honey just doesn't do. Call it Get It Done Home Services, LLC, 615-707-2064. 615-707-2064. That's Get It Done Home Services, LLC. The professionals, proud Americans, and family that cares. Take your phone calls after the break. 615-844-5600.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, and I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Five state forecast.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny and chillier, the high 46. Mainly clear and cold tonight, low 24. Tuesday, sunny, high 52. Sunny Wednesday, high 60. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The F&M Bank phone line. You want to give us a call? Greg Puck, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cohall. Patton Cole. Patton Cook will.
Cole sounds good to me.
Patton Cook will run. Well, he will, and he is running things. John's off for a couple days. We'll be back in here Monday. Preds last night. They've got three games this week. Tomorrow night, Vegas. Friday night, the Blues. Then they go on the road Saturday, but got off the first one last night. 3-2 win over the Ducks. Ryan Johansson and Yakov Trenin with a goal and assist each, and Mikael Granlund with the big goal that made it 2-1. And you know, and certainly we've talked a lot about Duchesne. I think he's got a team leading 12 goals, had the hat trick Saturday night after the team got down 6-0 in Montreal. But the heart and soul of this team is Mikael Granlund. There's no doubt about it. And also encouraging news: Philip Forsberg yesterday skated for the first time in, several weeks, and could very well be back on the ice tomorrow night against the Golden Knights.
Well, they have to be pleased with how they've done without him, because, yeah, quite frankly, when he went down, I think where a lot of people were wondering, how the heck are we going to get through this stretch, and they've kind of floated
water. I
think they're
5-3-1, maybe, something like that. A couple games over 500 with him. They're 10-7-1 overall. But, yeah, getting him back tomorrow night would be pretty cool. I'm going tomorrow night.
Oh,
I'm gonna go
very fun.
Going to go down and take with my daughter and son-in-law. We're doing downtown Nashville a little bit. I'll just tell you, we're going to Acme and eat some sushi. You like sushi?
You don't
hesitate. Either you do or don't.
I'm starting to grow on it. At first, just the raw fish scared me, and the rice, it takes more of a role into it. I can eat it now. My girlfriend has got me to eat it. I wouldn't even touch it.
Well, not all sushi is sushi. Doesn't mean raw.
Yeah,
it means small bite. You can get fried tempura shrimp. Mm. Actually, the smoked salmon is actually cooked because it's smoked. I remember my daughter loves it. But she's 16 years old, and I took her to a hockey game. There used to be a place down in the Gulch called Roussan's. We would go there before the game, and I would get her these things. And, you know, but she said, I don't want anything raw. And so I got her a spicy tuna roll, and she ate it. And I said, hey, how'd you like that? She goes, that was really good. And I go, raw. She was mad and happy at the same time, because she really – so, yeah, we're going to go down and do that. A couple other notes from last night. Belmont took it on the chin. Belmont men did, at LSU, losing 83-53. I think they were only like a 6-point underdog in this one. Of course, they've already lost on the road at a mid-major Ohio U. So it's getting to the point, because it's the OVC, a one-bid league. Now, there's been a few years. I know Murray State and Belmont a few years back, Belmont won, Murray, no, the other way around, Murray State, Belmont got the at-large and everything. And by the way, I was texting back and forth with Rick Byrd, of course, over the weekend in Kansas City. He was inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame, and just going to see if we could get him on. And he was traveling. He's traveling back from Kansas City today, and tomorrow he said he had to go pick up all the food for Thanksgiving. And I said, well, just text me the address. You know what he sent me back? Would love to, but we don't have enough food for you.
Oh,
that's not. And then I said, not nice, but sadly true. And that was it. So this morning, Rick, knowing how Rick is, he texted me back. You know, I was just kidding. I said, oh, Rick, quit being. I said, Rick, of course. You know, that just shows you the kind of guy he is as well. And MTSU women win at Tennessee Tech last night, 65-47. The Lipscomb men will be up there as well. TSU men are at Nebraska tonight. I did not see any of the Monday night game, and I don't think I missed anything. Bucks win 30-10 over the Giants.
Yeah, it was not a night for the Daniel Jones lovers. A few bad throws.
Oh, but I saw the pick six where he just threw it out there to nobody. I take that back. Hold on. I went up actually to Tennessee Tech, watch MTSU women, Tennessee Tech. So I got so many friends on both sides of that equation, from the presidents to the ADs to the coaches all the way down. And so I did get back in time to watch a little of Peyton and Eli. I didn't see with Chris Rock. I saw with Condoleezza Rice and Julian Edelman. I really enjoy it.
One thing you do need to do, you need to go back and watch the Bill Parcell.
I heard.
Was he the first one? First one. It was really good.
I missed that. I got in the second half as well. But anyway, also, have you seen the Cooper is being the butt of, have you seen the Caesars commercial? You're Cooper, right? You look good tonight. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey, coming up after the break, MTSU football coach Rick Stockton.
Tom Rivers. President Biden announcing this afternoon that he's tapping into the nation's strategic oil reserves. He's expected to pull out 50 million barrels. Other countries, including India, China, Japan, and the UK, are doing the same. The Thanksgiving travel rushes on, airports to be their most crowded since before the pandemic, and gas prices more than $1 a gallon more than they were last year.
If you are driving, traffic is going to be pretty difficult to avoid. Tomorrow through Sunday, your best times will be in the morning, think before 11 a.m., or tomorrow night. You could go after 9 p.m. if you aren't driving too far. The worst times are going to be in the heart of the afternoon, basically noon till at least 4 every day.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Jury deliberations will begin today in the trial of three white men accused of shooting and killing unarmed black jogger Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia last year. They claim self-defense. This is ABC News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Velvety paper feel. Exquisite colors. The stunning scale of a massive storefront banner. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. It's what we call our Print Big Promise. We're not only committed to getting your print job right, we're committed to treating your small business like a big deal, to bringing your ideas to life and giving you guidance from start to finish. Stop by Staples today and try our Print Big Promise. We'll be glad you did. Staples, where small business prints big.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garvin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. Going to hook up with MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill here in just a few moments, usually on Wednesday. Clark Lee, last hour, usually on Thursday. Of course, without shows Thursday and Friday, moving some furniture around this morning. So we'll do that picking with the pickers. We'll move from Friday to tomorrow morning, of course, and then we will have Brad Powers in his usual spot tomorrow morning at 9:25 as well as we head into the Thanksgiving weekend. Joined now by MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Greg. John, hey, how you guys doing?
Well, John's off today. He's fattening up the turkey. I don't know what he's doing, but he's off. He's off until Monday. So it's just you and me, Rick.
Good. That's awesome. Good.
Yeah. And we had Clark Lee on last hour, Vanderbilt coach. What do you – you know what I asked him the last time he spent Thanksgiving at home being Nashville, and he said it's probably been 15 years. The life of coaches, huh? The life of coaches.
Yeah, I mean, the time requirements and everything and just this time of year you don't have, you know, the time off that, you know, other people have to do that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's, I'm surprised it hadn't been longer than that for him.
What do you do with your team?
Well, we'll practice late morning, and then we'll have a team lunch dinner type deal at 1 o'clock, where we'll have, you know, everybody here, and then our families, you know, the coaches' families will join us if they're in town. So we do that, and then the players have, you know, the rest of the day off, and then we'll, you know, come back on Friday and practice, and then in this case, it's an away game, so, we'll get on the plane and go, but, you know, try to always do something, have a meal for the players, with our families and everything, big turkey dinner, turkey lunch, and, try to help them celebrate the best you can.
Saturday stung a little bit. 24-17 lost to Old Dominion with the chances. It looked like I was just looking at the numbers, and you can work numbers however you want them to work, but 25 first downs to ODU's 11, 414 yards of total offense. You did just about everything but win that game.
Yeah, we were really bad in the red zone. That was, to me, that was the, you know, telling tale right there. Just, you know, we got down there and, you know, we missed a field goal on the first drive. We had to settle for a field goal later in the second quarter. We got down there the first, you know, plays of the fourth quarter and, you know, had a, you know, not a great snap, not a great hold, and, you know, had to settle for an attempted field goal there. So you get down there four times and, you know, you score 10 points, you know, when it could have been, you know, 21 points. And to me, that was the difference in the game. I thought defensively, you know, we played really well. You know, they spit out that long run there in the fourth quarter and, you know, the long pass that they got down there inside the five. I mean, that's just a unfortunate deal there. I mean, we deflect the ball and, you know, we're going for it and, you know, one of their receivers undercuts it and, you know, takes it down there. So that was just a unfortunate play there. But, you know, we just, Greg, we just didn't play well enough to, you know, we didn't do the things, especially in the red zone, to win the game.
You know, and it's tough, too. Even after all of those, you have the ball and the potential to go down and either tie it or win it, and you put the ball on the ground. That's got to hurt, too.
Yeah, you know, we gave ourselves a chance, and, you know, that's all you can, you know, you can ask for. We put ourselves in a position to send it to overtime, and, you know, it's third and two, and, you know, well, we'll get the ball with the 35 with almost 3 minutes left, so, you know, we did a good job with our timeouts, and our defense did a good job of, you know, getting off the field there to put us in that position. And then, you know, we would underthrow a deep ball about a yard, or, you know, on second down, or we got a touchdown there. And then the next play is third and two, and, you know, we run it, we get the first down, we don't secure the ball and put it on the ground, and that's a game, you know. So that's a frustrating part. But, you know, just very, like you said, you know, it was a tough pill to swallow. It was a gut punch. But we got to be mentally tough enough. We got to bounce back this week.
And I thought your quarterback, Vadi Auto, 31 of 45, 281, and sort of got thrown to the wolves. You're down to your fourth-string quarterback from where you started the season. Has he settled in? It sounds like it. I didn't see the game, but certainly looking at his numbers, it looks like he settled in pretty good.
Okay, Greg. You know, tried to protect him as much as we could, you know, because it's at that time it had only been 14 days, you know, since he threw five interceptions at Western Kentucky. So I just didn't want to, you know, put him in a bad position. You know, we threw a lot of high percentage, you know, passes, you know, a lot of jet sweep, you know, tosses right in front of him that he got completions on, and, you know, a lot of hitches, a lot of high percentage stuff, because our defense was playing so well. And we tried to protect him the best we could. He still missed some things in the red zone. Tried to do a little bit too much checking at times, but he did better at some things too, you know. So it's just, you know, kind of the growing pains that you're going through with a freshman quarterback that was his third game ever playing, you know. So just some good things, not so good things, some bad things. And but like I said, he's got a great attitude. He works, and he's going to continue to get better. And hopefully he'll improve in the areas that, you know, he wasn't so good against Old Dominion, that he improves and plays better in those areas this week.
We talked last week about it being senior day and how just maybe disjointed that is because of the transfer portal, the extra year that the NCAA provided players because of the pandemic. But I do want to talk about one senior, Reed Blankenship, and what a career he has had.
Yeah, he has, Greg. He's, you know, you think about it, he's got whatever, over 400 tackles now. I think it's 405. He's thrown his body into somebody else's body 400 times. And, you know, just the wear and tear. You know, he had the major surgery a couple years ago where he lost a half a year. And just everything he's done, how hard he works. You know, a lot of those guys, DQ Thomas has played in more games than anybody in the history of this program. You know, what he's done and what he's meant. And C.J. Windham and, you know, these guys that, you know, have been here, you know, for a long time. And I have nothing but respect and appreciation for them and what they've all sacrificed and what they've given to this program.
Well, no one in the history of college football has gone through what these players have the last 2 years from, you know, you think they had ever heard of Zoom. I never heard of Zoom until 2 years ago. And then all the things you have to do because of what the pandemic was, what you can do, what you can't do, and all those different things. And everybody had to go through it. But certainly at that age they have a social life. They have an education life. They have an athletic life. That these past 2 years, it's been pretty tough on the student athletes.
It has, and people tend to forget about, I mean, these guys hadn't been in a classroom in 2 years.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, all the Zoom and, you know, how disciplined you have to be to do your work, and some of them can, some of them can't. And it's been hard that, you know, high school kids that'll be freshmen next year, you know, they hadn't been in a classroom since their sophomore year of high school. And, you know, that the social life of not being able to be in around people in big groups with not having a mask on, and it's been very stressful for these guys, and that's just another reason why, you know, I respect them so much.
Florida Atlantic on Saturday down there, the opportunity to get bowl eligible, I mean, it pretty much, you know, speaks for itself what it means.
Yeah, we're both in the same boat.
Yeah.
And winner's going to go to a bowl game, and, you know, so, again, it's kind of a winner-take-all type deal. And they're a good football team, very explosive, great athletes all over the place. You know, so, again, it's going to be a tough, hard-fought battle. We got to be ready to go down here and play.
You know, and I was actually went up to the women's game last night up in Cookeville and had a pretty long conversation with about Christmas sorrow and just what's on the horizon. And with, you know, the Build Blue and all of the big things that are going, all the money that's being raising, and I tell you, you look at the architectural renderings of what is going to happen. Can you sell that right now to recruits?
Oh, most definitely, Greg. Like I've said, it's a game changer for this program. And people don't realize, you know, when you go out recruiting and what you're having to compete against. You know, from a facility standpoint, you know, we've been in need of this for a long time. And now that you can say dirt's getting ready to be moved and these are the pictures, this is what you're going to have. It's not going to be ready your freshman year, but your sophomore year, it's going to be ready. And it's a game changer. And it's going to allow you to get in some homes that you weren't able to get into prior. And I think it's going to help from when you start recruiting the portal also that, you know, guys from Power Five schools or other schools that are used to having really nice facilities, they can say, hey, I'm coming here and I've still got really nice facilities. So it's going to change this program tenfold in this whole athletic department. So I'm anxious to get that first shovel in the dirt.
December 15th, the national signing day, the first, obviously the traditional one, the first Wednesday in February. And we've talked about this before, just the portals there, the extra years there, and a lot of high school kids that would normally get some scholarships maybe on the outside looking in because of all of that. Where are you with recruiting heading into, I guess it's just about a month of what, three or four weeks really, away?
Yeah, really less than that, you know, a couple weeks here. But, you know, we'll be patient. We'll sign, a handful of guys, in December. But I think a lot of, there's a lot of guys going in the portal now. I think after their seasons are over, you know, there'll be a lot more going in the portal that, you know, give you time to evaluate them. And, you know, like last year, you never met high school kids, the guys that you signed. The guys in the portal, you never met them. So now you'll be able to, go visit them. They'll be able to visit us, and you'll get a better and more, true feel for not only what kind of player they are, but what kind of person they are, and how much they love football, how committed they are to being great at everything they do. Because last year you just had to talk to them on the phone, and you don't get a true feel. I don't think you don't get a true feel for somebody when you talk to them on the phone. You got to get there and look them in the eye. So we'll be patient and see what this portal, puts out there this year.
Well, and that I've always been curious about this. Are coaches provided or schools provided with an updated portal listing when people enter the computer, or you just have to find it, that information, on your own?
No, we get it. Every coach in America, every school in America, gets an update every day.
Okay.
And probably a month ago, there were 20 guys a day going in the portal. Yesterday there was 107.
Wow.
The day before that there were 90. So, you're getting up there now where, and that's all levels. It's division NAIA to Division I. So you're getting, it's just inundated with names that you've got to you know, you got to really, you know, scour and look for and have an idea what you're looking for.
Boy, I tell you what, if I'm a player, unless I'm a, you know, someone I know for sure somebody's going to pull me out of there, boy, it's a crapshoot, right? That you go in, there's no guarantee you're going to come out.
That grass is still green on the other side. And, you know, it's, you know, I can't remember the statistics from last year, but there was a, you know, whatever, I'm just throwing out a number, close number, those 5,000 guys go in the portal. I think at the end of the day, there were still over 3,000 that were left in the portal.
And, you know, and it's that instant gratification, you know, I'm all this, I'm not playing, I got this, and you look ahead and it makes an easy out for these players, but at the end of the day, it's maybe not the smartest thing to do.
You better think about it before you jump in there. And, you know, especially, you know, if you don't have film to show somebody, you know, and you've been at college for 3 or 4 years, whatever, and you want to get in the portal and you don't have any college tape and you got to rely on your high school tape, there's not many people going to look at you.
Wow. Rick, hey, thanks for joining us every week all season long, but here's the deal. The next time we have you on, we're talking about where you're going in the bowl game, okay?
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Hey, good luck.
And have a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
All right, thank you, Rick. We'll, you know, you as well. And again, thanks for joining us. Good luck Saturday down at FAU.
Appreciate you, my man. Have a great day.
All right, Rick Stock still with us. Got to go in, and it's pretty. Both those teams are 5-6. It's pretty simple. Win, you're going bowling. So, and that was a tough one loss. But Old Dominion, that, you know, quite frankly, Old Dominion, I think, has won like 5 in a row, something like that. So. Not totally surprised, but a tough loss nonetheless. They had the ball driving to either tie or take the lead and fumble the ball. Just one of those things. All of our visitors brought to you by from MTSU, Bud Moore State Farm Insurance. Actually, I stopped by Bud yesterday and visited with him when I was in the borough yesterday afternoon about some things with my home insurance that I've had through Bud Morris for 30 years. Think of that. 30 years I've been with Bud Moore, State Farm Insurance. Wouldn't have it any other way. 3245 Franklin Road, office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bud Moore's State Farm Insurance, auto, home, property, life, health, rental. You can bundle any or all of those, banking products, annuities. State Farm experience since 1972, and certainly loves his blue. And also, we want to thank him for his service. A U.S. Army decorated Vietnam veteran as an airborne ranger. Think of that. Bud's just a great people. That staff with more than 100 years combined experience. And I was in there in the offices yesterday, and just good people on top of everything else. Good, trustworthy people. That's what you want when you're buying insurance. 615-893-1417. BudMorris.biz. BudMorris.biz. Hey, we're wide open the rest of the show. You want to give us a call, please do, on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, a sunny sky, high 48. A clear night tonight, low 30. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 58. Clouds and showers Thanksgiving Day, high 56. Cooler Friday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Folks, John Burton's show presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin, Cold Hall Gold, and Goggin, Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. John Burton off today, off tomorrow, be back in here Monday, doing a little Thanksgiving. I don't know if he's fattening up his turkey, what he's doing, but taking a few days off, and good for him, good for him. Titans will be back, what is today?
Today's Tuesday.
No practice day today, that's right, but yesterday... Vrabel met with the media. What do you have over there, Patton?
We'll start first with Vrabel kind of after the game on Sunday, and he was asked about kind of the two losses, of course, the week one loss against Arizona, but the two losses against the Jets.
The Jets and the Texans, dregs.
Yeah, two tough losses, and the question was asked kind of if there's any similarities and why he thinks those happened.
We got beat today. We turned the ball over 5 times. You know what I mean? It's like you guys don't, you know, you guys all cover this league. You know, you do. If you don't play well in this league, I don't care who it is. You turn the ball over in this league, you're going to lose. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody believes that. But when you do that, it doesn't matter what the record is. We had 5 turnovers. They had 0. Like, you're going to lose the game 99% of the time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter who you are in this league. And the Texans coming off the bye week, and Tyrod Taylor had a little bit more time to heal up, and the rain didn't help, and all the different components and your key players that you don't have, and the ones you do have, especially with Marcus Johnson, A.J. Brown, and you're down to Dez Fitzpatrick, who couldn't even make this team, a draft pick, and then you bring him back. It was sort of a perfect, I'll use the analogy, the perfect storm. But you turn the ball over 5 times, I don't care who you are, you're going to lose.
And it had that same feel of the Jets game, of course. Yeah. They didn't have A.J. or Julio coming in, a numerous injuries. I believe Rashawn Evans was hurt for that game once again. So, the injuries piled up, and to the turnovers, a great point. Next up, we got Jeffrey.
Well, first off, though, they're limping to the, obviously, the bye week. Yeah. It doesn't help any that their bye week comes in December. Isn't that,
it's the latest they've had it in a long while.
Maybe the latest. I don't know. It needs to be that, I don't know. I don't know how they do it, but. By the time they go to the bye week, they'll play, 12 weeks in a row?
Yep,
in this league. So what do you have next?
Next up, Jeffrey Simmons after the game asked about, of course, with all the turnovers, it puts the defense in a rough spot. And if that was kind of an issue for the defense as they kind of struggled in the red zone.
Don't. Who cares? We have to go out and compete. We have to go out, make them kick field goals. I mean – the game of football, they get paid too. So, you know, our offense had 5 turnovers. So what? We have to go out there as a defense. We have to put out the fire, like you said. And no matter how many times we go on the field, you know, we have to respond. Sudden change, as we call it. So, I mean, you know, they, like I said, the 2 touchdowns that they got with the quarterback scramble, you know, that's on us. So, I mean, defense just got to play better on that. You know, we made them kick field goals. That's kind of what we want in the red zone when we make offense and make team kick field goals. So, I mean, I don't think it's a – we don't panic. We don't panic because offense turned over the ball. We have to go out and play the next snap.
Well, and, you know, pretty much you got to – it's that quick change defense that you've got to be successful at in the red zone. Certainly red zone successes are on both sides of the ball.
And they did well. I will give them credit on that punt that Chester Rogers had knocked off his foot. They ended up forcing a field goal out of that. I thought for sure that was 6. But one thing that really killed him was Tyrod Taylor, and not really with his arm, but him escaping outside early on. They just didn't have an answer for it, and they really didn't set the edge, I thought, very well at all or early in that game specifically.
All right, Ryan Tannehill, I see you have him up. What is he saying?
Tannehill's asked about the injuries. Of course, he was throwing to some guys that were really not a thought of in training camp, but he was asked about the injuries and if that kind of made any impact on the slow day offensively, especially early for the Titans.
Well, obviously it hurts, you know. You want to have your guys out there that you're used to playing with and you got reps with, but that's where we're at right now in the season. You know, it's been a tough season for us injury-wise, and guys have stepped up and took advantage of some opportunities, and there's some things we still have to work through with that. And you know, hopefully we can get our guys back, and then the guys that are just starting to get reps, that we can get more reps with them.
Yeah, a couple of those were just bad throws. I mean, really. And he's, what, I believe 12 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Yeah, is that 12 to 11 his ratio right now?
Yeah, leads the NFL in interceptions currently.
And some of them this year you just are head scratchers. Like, what? You know, yeah.
That first one, he was eyeing A.J. Brown. I think the last couple of them, he's just trying to get back into the game. The
make
game's
some
over.
Plays.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you're going to live with those. I think the last 2 or 3 of them, those are just kind of how the game was evolving. But early on, I just thought he looked erratic a little bit, missing throws to A.J. across the middle. One that I can remember on the first couple of drives went high on him. Just never did look comfortable in that game.
Well, and, you know, you don't know, and everybody had to play in it, but you don't know how the weather impacted you. Certainly, you're having to play from behind without we're not even counting Julio. I don't even – if he shows up, then that's in my mind, that's candy, icing on the cake. But, you know, A.J. goes down, and then Marcus Johnson, who's coming off a 100-yard game, when they both go down – you think that Tannehill thinks, and you know, I've got to do this. And Tannehill is not a strap a team on his back type of player, and people keep looking for that in him, and he's not that. He's you know, I think he's solid. I think he's very good for this team, and when they're doing what they do best, you know, when they have their full arsenal, that the play action is what he is set up to be. And I just thought that he thought he had to win that game, and he's not going to win that game.
Yeah, I think if people know what he is, you won't get your heart broken. Yeah. Like, I don't get my heart broken anymore, because I think what you saw in Miami, that showed he can't pick up a franchise on its back. But in a very good franchise with the weapons around him, with a running game, he's a top-5 quarterback. But right now they don't have that, and you've kind of seen the struggles here as of late. One final quote from Tannehill on that game, and of course, all the talk was about you can't overlook the Texans, and a question was asked kind of how the mentality was and how morale was coming into the game with all the injuries, and if he kind of saw this loss coming at all.
The attitude was good. You know, I think the belief was there. You know, we were moving the ball. The confidence was there. We just felt like we just needed to get a score, and we'd be rolling. And like I said, we moved the ball consistently pretty much the whole day, except for a couple drives, and just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. You just have to play cleaner football, taking care of the football, starting with me, and then, you know, clean up the details, you know, where penalties hurt us a couple situations, short yardage situations really hurt us, where, you know, we weren't able to convert those short yardage situations a couple times. So A lot of things to clean up, and look forward to getting back to work.
Yeah, the Titans had 420 yards of total offense to 190 now. A lot of that was Texans trying to shorten the game and the Titans having to play from behind, 26 first downs to 15 as well. So, and then Sunday at the Patriots, they're 6.5-point underdogs, and one of the hottest teams are playing, and then they're just limping to the bye. They're just limping to the bye. But, you know, with all of that said, and everybody trying to find a bridge to jump off of, they still are the number one seed in the AFC right now.
Well, luckily enough for them, all the teams kind of behind them and around them, they all lost.
Yeah.
Bills lost, and, of course, the Ravens had a tough day without Lamar Jackson. So, to your credit, all that being said.
The Ravens won.
The Ravens won, yeah. You're right. But with all that being said, I mean, they still sit in the driver's seat. But to this Patriots defense, I think this is back to Patriots Bill Belichick type defense. They force turnovers. They get touchdowns when they get those turnovers. And they have a really good secondary that I think this Titans, what looks to be another inexperienced wide receiver core, really no word on A.J. Brown just yet until we get further into the week. You just don't know what you're going to see there.
Yeah, and Marcus Johnson and A.J. Brown as well. So, yeah, Wednesday, and who knows, you know, just because he doesn't practice Wednesday, Thursday, you see that. They sit people all the way through. 615-844-5600, talk about that or anything else. Shifting gears a little bit, LeBron James suspended one game for, quote, recklessly hitting Pistons center Isaiah Stewart in the face Sunday night. Stewart was suspended for two games, and I could see that for escalating an on-court altercation by repeatedly and aggressively pursuing, end quote, James. And yeah, probably deserved an extra game because, you know, he was going off and came back and all that and everything. Paychecks. Did I hear something that he was going to be fined $950,000? I heard that. He's going to miss one game check. He's going to lose about $45,000 for two games. LeBron gets paid $284,000 a game. Think of that. He gets paid, it's right, the one game, you know, and the one game paycheck, $284,000. Is that right?
Yep, I'm seeing that here. Seeing that here on Bobby Marks. The suspension for James will cost him $284,000. For Isaiah Stewart, it would only be $45,000.
Well, that's obviously for what they get. So what, 284? Let's show times 82. Did I say 284? This is really good radio right here. 284. Boom, 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 boom. Divided by 82. That can't be right.
No. So he gets the, if you multiply 284,000 times 82, that's his yearly salary. So the 284.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm looking at it here.
284,000.
Yep.
Times 82.
And that's his yearly. That's his.
Okay. 23 million.
Yeah.
That's. I hit the wrong button. It came up. He was making $950 million. I go, no.
That might be his, with all his
endorsements. Yeah, so he makes $23.8 million, which is a little light, isn't it, comparably?
Yeah, he's kind of taking that team-friendly discount because, quite frankly, he gets it in other avenues. Yeah. And, of course, all the talk about his investments, that Blaze pizza company that he's got, it's worth over $100 million right now. But for Isaiah Stewart, he only gets $22,000. I say only. Only $22,601 per game, so he's getting that $45K fine, if you will.
So he makes 22 what a game?
$22,601.
And that one, okay.
Yep.
So 2,600 times 82, he makes $213,000 a year. Is that right? I thought the minimum was much higher than that.
You put a 2,600, it's 22,600.
Oh, okay. Will you do this for me? They said there would be no math. 22,000. Right, how much does he make a year?
I'll do it right now.
Because I'm embarrassed.
Times 82. He makes 1.8 mil.
Okay.
So good for him.
Not chump change.
But I tell you what, that incident, I'd never seen anything like that before. Stewart kind of stalling, I'm okay, and then charges back LeBron for the 15th time. I know John was worried. I was worried sick. I was like, don't touch LeBron. But that was a wild incident.
Yeah, and, you know, and it looked, I mean, the blood, I think that compounded it just how bloody his face was. And, yeah, weird times here in the city.
Would you like to talk about Nashville SC, Greg?
I will, but we'll do it right after the break. Because yeah. I'm going to tell you right now about Edmunds. By the way, thanks to Edmunds for sponsoring the show and the station. You know, buying a car is a major financial commitment. Offer an overwhelming process. Well, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of the entire car shopping process for more than 50 years, and they've been keeping track of everything happening in the market to help you shop with confidence. Even more important these days with new and used vehicles, even harder to find recently because of car shortages, part shortages, and the increase in demand. And used car prices and values are continuing to climb to new record highs. How about that? Hey, you want an instant cash offer for your trade-in online? You can find out that as well. You can get a free online appraisal in under 1 minute with options for a real cash offer from a participating dealership. No personal information required. Once you go through the process, you know how much your trade-in is worth. You can set your budget and start reaching for new and used vehicles. Just start searching for those, and they do it all for you. At Edmunds, car shopping can be stressful. Edmunds, here to help. Visit Edmunds.com to get your free online appraisal today and start searching for vehicles in your area. That's Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com. For cars, there is Edmunds. Patton on Nashville FC, coming up next.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's
The Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You know, Steve calls us last hour. He's out of what, Breckenridge, snow skin and everything. He just texted me. You need me to call in and help on the math. I don't remember from our previous math days with trying to figure out.
Never again.
No. Steve, you and I are both in the same boat when it comes. They said there would be no math. There really would. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. RD down in God's Country, Cullioca. What's up, RD?
Good morning to my friends, broadcasting live from my former hometown of Flat Rock, Tennessee. Listen, John.
No, John's off today. Sorry, man. John's off today, tomorrow, and be back Monday.
You know what? I just tuned in late.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have a comment for John. I'll save it, Greg, and I'll call back next time.
Well, if you're ripping him, go right ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, I won't bore you with the details, but I got away from watching local news years ago. I tuned in for the first time the other night just to see John. And my question was, why is he sitting next to you instead of playing in the NFL?
Yeah, he's...
He's massive.
Oh, I know. He's built like a brick... Poop, a brick poop house.
They still have a few of those down here in this area. Okay? All right, keep up the good work, Greg. See you.
All right, thanks. Yeah. So, John, of course, he's
healthy.
He is healthy, and he took much pleasure out of beating me in the one bowling frame. I think, though, I surprised a few people by not falling down. So,
you battled back. I was impressed. The first bowl, I was like, uh-oh. And then the kind of second video emerged.
I had a little spin on the ball, too. It's like, you know, my gosh. So, anyway, this weekend, football, you start watching football Thursday, right? Yeah. You got the three games on Thursday, of course. If you want to sleep late and miss the Lions and the Bears, that's okay. 11:30 on Fox. Then the Raiders, Cowboys could be interesting. Cowboys banged up a little bit, but 3:30, that's on CBS. And then the nightcap on the NFL game, 7:20 Bills and the Saints on NBC. Both those teams needing wins, quite frankly. And then the one I'm going to be watching, having been down at Davis Wade Stadium this past Saturday to do the TSU game there, and with just all the, and it's going to be there, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. That is going to be a shootout. I am really looking forward on Thanksgiving night, my big fat butt laying up in my recliner and just kicking back and sipping on something brown, and not our water. We get it, our water's clean. But watch the Ole Miss Mississippi State game.
Yeah, that one, Brad said it. He said it today once again on Bill's show that is the game to watch on Thanksgiving. And Bill went as far to say that's the game to watch all week.
I agree. I need to look at the spread. I know Ole Miss opened as a 2-point favorite, and yesterday it had moved to Mississippi State. You know, everybody's talking about Matt Corral. Mm. Will Rogers, the sophomore quarterback in Mississippi State, has a cannon. And it's not only a cannon, but he puts it where he wants it. I knew just by the sheer numbers. I mean, he came into that game and he it only enhanced it. He completed 82% of his passes. Wow. But don't feel bad, TSU. He's completed 75% of his passes all season long, right? And that's against seven SEC teams so far, including the West. Except for Ole Miss, and just the numbers are staggering, and what Mike Leach has done there. And yeah, I'm looking forward. I really am. Of all the games, this weekend, that's the one I'm looking forward to the most. It's what is the over under? What do you think the over? It's got to be in the 60s, 70.
I'm going to go 67.5.
No, not as much as I thought. 62.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, and it opened up Ole Miss -2. It's now Mississippi State -1, 1.5. I see some right around in there. Basically a pick 'em game.
Is the game in Starkville?
Starkville. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So. You know, and I've made fun of Starkville over the years. I had a pleasant little time. It's a college town. It's like Auburn or it's not Athens. No, it's not like Athens. Athens is bigger. It's like Oxford, you know, really, except not as snooty. So, and they'll tell you that.
no buttoned up shirts and loafers.
I'll tell you what I did see. Those cowbells. Oh my God! And there was, you know, the place seats 62,000, so you know it's going to be packed. So they had 50,000 there Saturday, and the cowbells sounds. And I've said it on the air during the broadcast. I think I said it here. They sounded like a million crickets on steroids.
Yeah,
but they use it to instead of like they introduce somebody or they had. The tribute to the armed services, instead of applauding with their hands, they show their approval by doing the cowbell. And they even had the Christopher Walken, who was it with the cowbell, needs more cowbell? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
They even put that up on the jumbotron. What do you need? You need some more cowbell. And it was an experience. And I say that because, I've been – now to 12 of the 14, the only two SEC football stadiums that I have not gone to work in either to call games or write games is Texas A&M and Missouri. Mm. And I've been to now all the other 12, which is saying something.
Yeah, College Station, I've only heard good things about that place. Just on TV, I mean, Alabama found that out firsthand this season, but I don't know if you're going to miss much on the Missouri side necessarily, but
I'd like to go. I drove by their campus. I was coming west, and the interstate goes through Columbia from Kansas City to St. Louis, and so I actually pulled off and drove around campus and saw the stadium and sort of what I did at University of Colorado. I've seen a lot of stadiums that have nobody in them.
Flybys.
I did it when. I was down in Austin, Texas a few years ago covering the TSU men's basketball at Texas and drove by Darrell Royal Stadium. What a beautiful – I mean, Texas has got all the money. They have – well, and then Texas A&M has all the money too.
Right.
Yeah, but it was just – so I've driven by a lot of stadiums just to see them, when they're empty just to – because I don't know if I'd ever be in Austin again to see
– Sure.
Austin's a cool town, man. Austin's a cool town. And they have that rivalry. They think they're the live music capital of the world. And it's a strong argument, but they can't touch us. And now you see these barbecue wars between Memphis and Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody now saying Nashville because – and this is Edley's Barbecue. The guy that owns – they did a big spread on him in the Tennessee in the portfolio section, and I read it's 10 years, where Memphis is stuck in tradition and where the barbecue here – I guess the top three Edley's, my favorite, and of course Martin's is everybody's, but Peg Leg Porker. Have you been to that in the Gulch?
Yep.
That is excellent stuff.
Yep.
And,
like Jack's?
I do like Jack's. Okay. I do like Jack. Jack's, Jack Cawthon's been around here forever. One out on Trinity, and now he's got one on Charlotte there right off downtown, right off I-40. Mm-hmm. I do like Jack's.
I do too.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we're kicking Memphis ass at barbecue. They hate that. Oh, they hate that. They don't want to hear that noise. All right. Actually, Central Barbecue, Central Barbecue is my favorite in Memphis. They now have one in the Gulch here. Right?
I did not know that.
Okay, let's do this. Before I get really, really hungry, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
866-509-8376. 866-509-8376. 866-509-8376. 866-509-8376.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of four Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. For today, a sunny sky, high 48. A clear night tonight, low 30. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 58. Clouds and showers Thanksgiving Day, high 56. Cooler Friday. Utilizing the resources of the Mudbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and we're 88 out the gate. Adios to Zeus. Tonight, Patton, dress warmly, layer up. Nashville SC, Nissan Stadium, 7 o'clock against Orlando City, the Nashville 3 seed, the Orlando 6 seed, and those 18 draws won't come in handy. Is it considered a draw if it goes to extra time?
If you bet on it, it will be. So there's a
really?
Yep, you can.
No. What if you bet on it? If you bet for a draw?
Yep. So on FanDuel and really any soccer match, kind of knockout style or whatever, they have win, tie, or loss, or home, away, or tie. And that's the same. It's just the 90 minutes. You bet on the 90 minutes. If it's an ins and a tie, and you bet on a tie. I think it's plus 330 or something like that.
But the game will not end in a draw.
Nope. But FanDuel, they only bet to the 90 minutes. After that, that's for the real playing to presume. But this one's a big one tonight, and I think there's a lot to be nervous about, quite frankly, because the defense for Nashville SC hasn't been where it usually is, usually keeping a lot of clean sheets. Right now, Willis right now leads the Joe Willis leads the MLS in ties. He's tied for it at 13 clean sheets. I think if Nashville SC is going to win tonight, I think they're going to need to keep a clean sheet. I see this one being tight, 1-2-0, 1-1, or 2-1, something to that effect, because I think Daryl DK, I think he's going to score tonight. Has played for the U.S. men's national team quite a lot, but Hani Mukhtar, He right now is one of the odds-on favorite to win the MVP for the MLS.
Didn't make the All-Star team, but he could be the MVP. Right. I get it.
Yeah, 16 goals and 12 assists is what he has. But everybody's back from international duty. Walker Zimmerman had a successful one past couple of weeks. So big game tonight. If you're going to come out, as Greg mentioned, dress warm. And one thing you do want to watch for this Saturday, Philadelphia Union and the New York Red Bulls, they play at 1:30. So if Nashville SC wins tonight, you want to root for the Red Bulls, because if the Red Bulls win, another home game for the boys in gold.
And Philly just ran off with everybody, right?
Yep.
So anyway. Well, good. Have fun.
Yep.
You know, we'll get a report from you tomorrow morning. Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Lieber tomorrow morning. Brad Powers as well. So move some furniture around this week as well. So looking forward to that. It'd be cool to get their win. I saw the story in Gentry Estes, like an A1 of the Tennessean, that he pretty much, the headline said, Nashville SC could win the whole dang thing.
Yep.
Can they?
Well, I think they need the home game next week. So right now, New York Red Bulls are a hot team. They haven't lost a game in 12 games. So if they can pull off a victory against Philly, they'll have yet another home game where Nashville SC doesn't lose at home. They have not lost at all at home this year. Of course, a lot of draws, so you can't draw, of course. But I think if they can get another home game, of course, it's all going to come down to the tough matchup at the top of the table. I don't see that one happening personally, just with how they've played and how they've kind of limped to the finish line. But at the end of the day, that's why you play the game, and they've got a hot player in Hani Mukhtar.
Yeah, it's on FS1, so yep. I'll be watching that tonight as well. Well, stay warm tonight.
Yep.
Then bring home a win, right?
Needed it.
Now we'll be back in here tomorrow morning as well. Hey, coming up this afternoon, Plaz from 2 to 4, the afternoon stretch with Zach and Bruno and Ray. And we'll be back in here tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening. Jim Rome is next.